Minority groups were among the biggest supporters of Initiative 502, which legalized the sale and use of recreational marijuana. One of the main reasons was concern over the disproportionality of marijuana arrests, that minorities, particularly African Americans, were more likely to be busted for pot than whites. Now that it's passed, the groups are urging the Liquor Control Board to be aware of possible unintended consequences of the law. For example, Gwen Allen Karsten with the Kent Black Action Commission worries that young people caught with a little over the allowed amount of marijuana will still face disproportionately harsh penalties.
The whole process needs to have that in the back of their minds, that we really don't know how this is going to work out, and if it works out another way than what we envision or what we plan, let's be flexible or changeable enough that we can do something about that.
In a letter to the Liquor Control Board, Allen Karsten's organization, along with groups including the local NAACP and Mothers for Police Accountability, urged the board to do a better job of including communities impacted by the war on drugs in rulemaking. The groups also asked the Liquor Board to do what it can to reduce drug use by limiting the availability of legal marijuana. Among the suggestions, decrease the hours of marijuana retail outlets and avoid concentrating stores in minority communities and neighborhoods. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.